official National Weather Service forecast for the southeast Nebraska Panhandle and far northeast Colorado. Today, breezy, sunny. Highs around 70. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, clear. Lows in the mid-40s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday night, clear. Lows in the lower 40s. Northeast winds up to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest after midnight. Monday, sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. South winds up to 10 miles per hour. Monday night, clear. Lows in the upper 40s. Tuesday, sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. Tuesday night, clear. Lows around 50. Wednesday, sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 50s. Thursday, sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. Thursday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 50s. Friday, sunny. Highs around 80. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station KHEA55, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.525 MHz. This service is provided by the National Weather Service in North Platte, transmitting through tower facilities in Oshkosh, Nebraska. This service is made possible through the cooperation of Wheat Belt Public Power District, Nebraska Region 21 Emergency Management, and Pinpoint Communications. KHEA 55 serves portions of the southern Nebraska Panhandle, far northeast Colorado, and the western Sand Hills. The current time is 8:21 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time. The North Platte Climate Summary for yesterday, September 22, 2023. Yesterday's high temperature was 72 degrees and the low 55 degrees. 0.25 inches of precipitation fell yesterday, which brings the monthly total to 1.54 inches. This is 0.40 inches above the normal amount of 1.14 inches for September. The total precipitation for the season since September 1st now stands at 1.54 inches, which is 0.40 inches above normal. The total precipitation for the year is now 20.06 inches, which is 2.04 inches above normal. No snow fell yesterday, which brings the monthly total to 0.0 inches. The total snowfall since July 1st still stands at a trace. There was one heating degree day yesterday and there were no cooling degree days yesterday. The normal high temperature for today is 77 degrees, and the normal low is 45. The record high for today is 95, which last occurred in 1921, and the record low is 23, which occurred in 1989. Sunrise today is at 7:31 a.m. and sunset is at 7:38 p.m. The state high yesterday was 80 degrees at Fall City. The state low this morning was 38 degrees at Kimball. The Imperial Climate Summary for yesterday, September 22, 2023. Yesterday's high temperature was 72 degrees and the low 56 degrees. No precipitation fell yesterday. There was one heating degree day yesterday and there were no cooling degree days yesterday. The normal high temperature for today is 78 degrees, and the normal low is 47. The record high for today is 97, which occurred in 1921, and the record low is 31, which occurred in 1909. Sunrise today is at 6:35 a.m. and sunset is at 6:42 p.m. The state high yesterday was 80 degrees at Fall City. The state low this morning was 38 degrees at Kimball. The forecast for Lake McConaughey. Extreme caution is advised for wind and waves today. Today, breezy. Northwest winds 14 to 24 miles per hour, increasing to 18 to 26 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunny. Highs around 70. Waters rough. Tonight, Northwest winds 8 to 18 miles per hour, becoming west 6 to 10 miles per hour after midnight. Clear. Lows around 49. Waters choppy, becoming a light chop after midnight. Sunday, northwest winds 8 to 14 miles per hour. Sunny. Highs around 74. Waters a moderate chop. Sunday night, northeast winds 4 to 10 miles per hour, shifting to the southwest around 4 miles per hour after midnight. Clear. Lows around 47. Waters a light chop, becoming smooth after midnight. Here is the hazardous weather outlook for today and tonight. Strong to possibly severe thunderstorms are possible early this morning, especially north of Interstate 80, as a cold front crosses the region. Patchy dense fog is also possible early this morning, including along Interstate 80 around North Platte. The threat for hazardous weather later this morning through this afternoon will be low. And now the extended outlook for the period Sunday through Friday. No hazardous weather is expected at this time. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation may be needed. Here are the 8 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time observations. At Ogallala, it was sunny, with a temperature of 54, the dew point 41, and the relative humidity 61%. Winds were from the west at 6 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.98 inches and rising. In Sydney, it was sunny, with a temperature of 50, the dew point 33, and the relative humidity 52%. Winds were from the northwest at 5 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.01 inches and falling. At Alliance, it was sunny, with a temperature of 46. In Stirling, it was sunny, with a temperature of 48. At Holyoke, it was sunny, with a temperature of 54. Elsewhere around the High Plains, in Rapid City, it was sunny, with a temperature of 51. At Pine Ridge, it was sunny, with a temperature of 49. At Chadron, it was sunny, with a temperature of 50. In Scott's Bluff, it was sunny, with a temperature of 51. At Cheyenne, it was sunny, with a temperature of 50. In Denver, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 48. At Imperial, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 54. Around the region, in North Platte, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 59. At Valentine, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 56. At Omaha, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 70. At Wichita, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 69. In Laramie, it was sunny, with a temperature of 42. At Pierre, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 57. Once again, at 8 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time, Ogallala reported a temperature of 54. In Sydney, the temperature was 50.